Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, coming to Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. In fact, we have a couple of the Donna Summers here with us this morning. Patrick Ahern is also here. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ted. Can you believe we've got two Donna Summers, and there's really three?
Yeah, I know. I get two of the three. I feel like really fortunate.
Boy, that's a lot.
It's a lot of Donna Summers.
We got them all in the area, boy. Yeah.
That is a lot of big personalities.
Exactly. And talking about big personalities, I will say this, and they're sitting right here, but you're sitting with some greatness right now.
We talked about this last week. You told me that after one of the
read-through. Yeah.
And you teared up with the read-through.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how good they are.
And I told the cast, I said, I would have paid good money to just be able to sit. I didn't have to pay, but I mean, I was there. And, when it's right, it's right. Mm. And I'm always proud when we put something together that's so special, because you know me, I won't settle. I want it to be great. So, but these two ladies that we have with us today, wow. That's all I can say.
How did you find your Donna Summers? Because Donna Summers aren't just on every street corner.
Let me tell you something. It was not easy. It was not easy.
Yeah.
We did it through submissions and live auditions and back and forth. And as a matter of fact, Tanisha came into play at the very end. It was like, I don't know, sort of a lightning from God saying, what about Tanisha?
Isn't that interesting? Because you know Tanisha. She's been here before.
Yeah, and I don't know why we didn't even, and we had been down and around the corner with a couple people, and it didn't work out, and Carson was taking the lead on quite a bit of it, and I woke up one night and I went, oh my God, Tanisha, that's it. And then I got in touch with her, and when things are supposed to be, they're supposed to be. And she said, oh my God, I've been dying to do this. And so that's how Tanisha came along, and Janae had submitted to us, and we saw her materials, and it just knocked us out. And matter of fact, I remember before I called her, I said, oh, I wonder if she's not going to be able to do this. I'm going, please, 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 let this be a good call. And it turned out to be. And, they're extremely talented ladies. But then when you get I always call it the whipped cream on top, where they're the nicest people that you'd ever want to work with. And, it's a joy. So they're here today, Tanisha Harris and Janae Starr.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
It is so great to have both of you here. Janae, for you, has this met all your expectations of Donna Summer?
Oh, it's been absolutely surreal, to be honest. I've had such a good time joining this cast and working alongside Tanisha and Patrick, and under that mentorship. This has been a dream role of mine, actually, to play Disco Donna. I've auditioned for this role before and haven't got it. So when I got the call from Patrick, it was just absolutely surreal. I love the story. I love the music. I encourage anybody who's listening now, it's really something that you do not want to miss.
And if you're Disco Donna, I mean, you're involved in some really high energy kind of music.
Yes, doing all the hits. So it follows Donna. My character follows Donna from about 16 years old to, the heights of her career, how most people would know her as, to be, the disco queen. So a lot of dancing, a lot of high energy, but there's also a lot of rawness, vulnerability. My particular section of her story that I tell, but honestly, that's the theme throughout all of it. So,
and Tanisha, for you, you've got to be thrilled to be able to for a night to be Donna Summer.
Well, thank you for having us, Ted. And yes, as Patrick said, he called me in the ninth hour, if you will. And I was just as excited too. This has also been a role of mine that I have had on my bucket list and wanted to do. I tried out for it when it first came out a couple of years ago, and I happened to be on the Hairspray tour. And so it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I just was like, okay, if I get the opportunity, I definitely will jump at it. Who knew several years later that this would come about? And so when he called me, I, without hesitation, said yes. And then to walk into the room and meet persons like Janae and see her and her work ethic, it just was like, oh, this was kind of divine intervention. It was meant to happen. So I'm really, really excited about my portion of the story. As Diva, I get to really narrate the entire story. I get to look back and reflect on what I have done as Donna, what decisions I've made and experiences I've had. And so it's this culmination of a story of her lifetime. So it's very, very exciting.
What's it like when you two like meet each other? I mean, I'm sure because you're playing the same character, different parts in their life, but and I'm sure you like exchange stories of memories of Donna Summer or this or that or you know favorite songs.
Oh, absolutely. To be honest with you, Donna was an intricate part of my life growing up. As a kid, I remember watching her videos. Distinctly remember sitting in the floor watching Hard for the Money on MTV videos and just listening to all of her different songs and her music, Hot Stuff, and all of the things that we came to love and know her for as, again, the disco queen. And then being able to walk into the room and see Janae as well as our duckling, Tyandrea, it literally was a moment where I said, wow, this casting was perfect.
Yes.
That doesn't always happen, to be honest with you, but this casting was absolutely perfect. And when you put the three of us together, if you didn't know Donna Summer, you would have thought, oh, this makes sense. This makes sense. This is her wrapped up in a nutshell. And so it really is. I have to give it to Patrick and to Brittany and to Carson and all those who were involved. The casting was perfect. It perfectly done. It just makes sense.
Patrick is just sitting here just smiling. The biggest smile I have ever seen. And I've spent a lot of time with Patrick. I mean, that's how excited you are about this.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, it's something different again. You know, I like to shake it up at Riverside.
Yeah.
And we tend to do the jukebox musicals in that January to March slot. And a lot of the times, you know, they're all great as far as music is concerned, but some of them, the story is a little wonky. It's not always kind of threadbare. But this one, when I read the script, I was like, wow. Just reading it, I could feel the movement and the energy of it. And then getting to sit in the room for the read-through where these people are already embodying the characters, it blew me away. The story moves.
Mm-hmm.
The story is pertinent. The story is relatable to, I mean, Donna Summer is the vehicle, but there's probably a lot of performers who can relate to her story. Mm. There's a beautiful spirituality about it as well, which you sometimes don't get. You know, I love when we do a show that not only is high energy and about great music and great songs, but if there's a message, if there's something there to give to people too, it's fulfilling. And this show has that. And I say to everybody out there, if you don't know who Donna Summer is, like maybe some of the younger people today, or if you know who she is, but you're not maybe necessarily a fan of disco, who wouldn't be? But, you know, I'm just trying to cover all my bases here. Just for the sheer magnitude of hearing the vocals in this show, you need to come and see this show, because I would dare say you're not going to hear these three ladies who embody Donna Summer are the real deal. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, some people come and say this is just as good as Broadway. I think our production and these ladies are going to even be another next step up from what maybe people saw when they saw the Broadway show. It is so good. And what's nice about the show, too, it's all being done in one act. It's a 90-minute show. And for those of you who come in the evening, for example, you come in 7:30 curtain, and you're probably done by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And what better way? You're home by 10, and of course the matinees are no problem. But don't miss this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, don't miss this. Yeah.
RiversideDT.com for tickets, January 16th through March 1st, Summer, the Donna Summer Musical. Patrick here, Tanisha and Janae here. More on News Talk 1230. WFVA, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, coming to our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, January 16th through March the 1st. RiversideDT.com to get tickets. I want to get tickets right now. I want to just get, you know.
You should.
Yeah, while you can.
Yeah, well, just talking to you guys, because you don't often, I don't often see the smile that Patrick has and just the
oh,
excitement.
Come on.
Oh, you do. You smile with all of them, but this is even bigger. I mean, yeah. Usually it's like a 9.8 smile. This is like 11.
Well, I think because when people, you know me,
yeah.
I don't blow smoke.
No.
I tell it like it is. And I think people are going to be knocked out. As a matter of fact, of course, I haven't even said this yet, but I depends on everybody's schedules. We have the freedom now to extend a show a week if we want to. So, you know, when the word gets out, like,
yeah.
People that I know come in and hear these ladies sing, they are going to be like, what the hell? How is this is right here?
In front,
you know?
Yeah,
and so I think it's, and because it's a high energy moving show, you're going to probably get a lot of repeat business. People are going to want to come back and see this a second time. So
oh, yeah.
that puts a smile on my face as a artistic director and producer and head of the company. I'm glad that we're
right.
doing something this special. You know,
it's a good choice.
One of you mentioned, and I can't remember in the last segment, talked about just this is the kind of a show that performers can relate to. And I hadn't thought of that. That something like this, you take a look at her life and some of the different struggles and things she would have dealt with all throughout her life.
Yeah.
As performers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Donna Summer was a very powerful and influential Black woman in music. So I already relate to that a lot there, to see her story of the hardships that she's had to go through behind the scenes to get to where she was. There's a lot of elements and moments in her personal life and professional life, I think, that we as performers and women and Black women can really relate to in
mm-hmm.
her story. I see myself a lot in Donna Summer. I see myself in the younger version of her, the version of her that I'm playing, and I see like some of my future in the older version of her as well, which is why Tanisha Harris, playing Diva Donna, I mean, it's hard for me not to even break down in tears when I'm side stage about to go on right after she sings. So her vocals and her storytelling are so incredibly powerful. I think it hits home for a lot of us. Like, a lot of us are on the side of the stage crying for either relating to the story or just the way that she tells it through the lens of Donna Summer.
Well, thank you for saying that, Janae. Piggybacking off of what Janae said, I too relate to Donna Summer in so many ways. And there actually have been a couple of times where I've been triggered in the middle of us reading through or working through certain scenes. And it has created an emotional response. I've had to excuse myself from the room and then gather myself together
yeah.
and come back. And I believe that anyone that comes to watch the show, not only will you get to see all the high energy, because let me tell you, Janae, just gives it exactly what you think that it needs. She absolutely does. She embodies Disco Donna, and you'll walk through those memories with her. You'll hear the music. You'll be entranced in the moment. But then there's also these tender moments that you get to see, and you don't realize. Everybody knows Donna Summer, but they don't know Donna Gaines. They don't know, you know, the beginning of her story. They don't know how private she was, even though her life was very public. All of the things that she went through in her relationships, all of the things that she went through as a mom, and then towards the end of her life. And so you get a window into that, and I guarantee you that there's something that will happen on that stage that you will definitely vicariously live through the actors on the stage. You'll understand whether it's getting up and dancing, and it will take you back to a moment in life, or if you're looking and you remember, whoa, I had the same experience, and it really speaks and drives the message home to you, and you'll be able to have those moments. Absolutely everybody in the audience will, I promise. And I also have to say, I love the fact that Patrick is has given them the freedom to kind of build out the stage. So there are moments where you'll have a dancer kind of out in the crowd with you in certain songs and certain moments, and we encourage people to get up and move and dance and be a part of the story, like kind of be taken back to that moment and relive it with us. And so I really, really love that. It really becomes this inclusive portion that we put into the story. And so I think it will cause it to come alive even more for people as well.
It'll have a real immersive feel. I remember back when we started having our first production meetings and met and talked with the set designer, and I'm always a part of that. I didn't direct this show. Brittany Smith is directing, and I'll talk about her in a little bit. But as it started to come into fruition, the set, I kind of piped up and said, could I suggest something possibly, you know? And they said, yeah. And I said, would it be possible to have some kind of like ovals on the floor? So that maybe there can be moments where amongst the tables there,
yeah,
couple spots where can highlight, you know, the singer or the dancer, and everybody seemed to be on board with that because, you know,
you've done that before.
Yeah,
it has worked.
Yeah, well, Wizard of Oz was so immersive in that in that vein, but we're going to do more of it. I mean, we're pulling a full 12 by 12 foot thrust into the floor for Guys and Dolls, which I can't wait to start staging that. So yeah, I like it when we have the space to make the audience feel like they're a part of it.
A part of the show.
And so when you have that kind of space, it makes it even more thrilling.
And to have it for you, Patrick, I can see why you would get emotional just when Tanisha talks about, and Janae too, just about being really moved with some of these parts, when you have cast members that are like that, these are more than just words on a page.
No, they're
that's special.
They're feeling it, and you know, you do this for a long time, and I've been here 15 years now, and I just I'm as jazzed today as I was when I first got here. I love being creative. I love being a perfectionist, and you know, you. Not that you ever doubt yourself, but you know, there's times when you go, am I going to get complacent because there's so much on my plate? And when we create yet another situation with these great people in this show, and somebody says it's like being with a family, it makes me feel emotional, because it's always been my dream to create a company where we can have people come in and do shows and come back. And it's that family that you create a safe space for to come and do amazing work. Because when all is said and done, we're there to entertain, but we're also there to make a difference. And I think with people like Janae and Tanisha and the rest of this cast, we will make a difference in people's lives. And when you make a difference, that's what gets you here. Yeah. And that's where the emotion comes in. And I don't want to ever stop that, you know. Sometimes people will say to me as a businessman, you're too emotional. I said, you're damn right I am. and that makes me who I am, because I'm not afraid to feel.
Exactly.
You know?
Right, in any kind of situation. That's what you want.
Yep.
And if you're not that, then get out of the way so someone else who is.
Oh, yeah.
No, and what was also just great, just the two of you just sitting down when before the show began and we talked, you can just tell that you two like each other.
We do. And
thankfully, right?
Yeah. And it's not as though, yeah, this is Disco Donna and this is Diva Donna and we have our roles. You know, you just met each other and, you know, you instantly click.
We
That's
got
to be special, too.
That's very special. I'm a nurturer anyway, and so immediately when I come into any situation, I try to always put my best foot forward and just connect with people kind of organically. And it did absolutely happen without us even realizing. And it was just like, oh, we're friends. We like each other. Yeah. Wait, this just it just clicked. This just happened. And so we are checking on each other throughout the day, making sure, you know, are you okay? Do you need anything? And that's for all three of us. Well, we do the same thing with Duckling as well. It just is something that has just happened. And you don't always get that in these situations. So I'm grateful because those types of connections will also resonate on the stage. And people will be able to see that as well when they're watching the show. They're like, oh, okay, this is real. It's not something that they're just putting on for the stage, but it's happening off stage as well, and so I think that that's important in telling the story as well. Yeah, we get to tell this story together, so it would make sense that that we would like each other and that we would want to dive into this story together. And we do. We periodically check in, even when we're doing the run throughs. We'll kind of look at each other across. You okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You good? Okay. And so I'm grateful for those kinds of connections. It just makes a difference in this
connection
business.
Connection to the story plus connection to each other, I think, really makes beautiful things happen in a stage setting. And I think portrays well to the audience. Like, you will be able to feel that connection in every single form, I believe.
It is Summer, the Donna Summer Musical at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, January 16th through March 1st. Get your tickets, riversidedt.com, riversidedt.com. Janae Starr, Tanisha Harris, and Patrick Ahern here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Tanisha, Janae, and Patrick here this morning. Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, coming to our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, January 16th through March the 1st. We get them here today. Two of the three Donnas in the show, riversidedt.com for ticket information. A little bit about both of you, Tanisha. We know we were just talking about this, and you have been here before and have been at Riverside before. But as the you were the runner up on The Voice, but you should have been the champ. I mean, you were the winner of that show.
Well, thank you, Ted. I appreciate it.
After I met you, I went back and watched it, and I thought, how did this happen?
I still get that today. It's been 5 years, and oh wow, we're 2026, so 6 years. Gosh, happy New Year!
Yeah,
6 years later, and I still get people that come up to me and say, "Oh my gosh, I went and did a deep dive, and I can't believe that A, you were on the show, and B, that you didn't win." And so I tell people that to be honest with you, not winning was a blessing for me, because it has opened doors and afforded me opportunities that had I won, I may not have been able to take, I may not have been able to do. I would have been tied up in legalities and would not have had the freedom to do it. So the exposure that it afforded me was amazing. And also the connections that I've made. I'm still friends with several of the individuals that I did the season with, as well as people who worked behind the scenes. It's very important to me. That's one thing that my parents drove home to me, is to be nice to the person that signs your checks as well as the person that cleans the bathroom, right? So it's important. And so that is something that I take with me in my career, in life, period. And so that even resonated when I came back to Riverside this time. Patrick allowed me to come and see White Christmas. And so I went in just kind of unassuming, very quiet, just wanted to sit down, enjoy dinner, and take in the show. And then all of these individuals are coming up to me. Oh my God, Tanisha, it's so good to see you. Welcome back. And so finally, other patrons that are sitting at the table with me said, you must be somebody important. Because all of these people keep coming up to you and they're really, really nice to you. And so I laughed, still never telling them who I was. And it was a former castmate, Robert Biederman, who came over and said, do you know who you're sitting with? And he just starts telling everyone and all the tables nearby who I am. And I'm sitting there blushing and laughing. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the platform that it afforded me, but I'm even more grateful for the people that it has connected me with since. Yeah.
Mm. Jenny, how did you get involved in the industry? And, you know, when did you decide you wanted to do this?
Oh, man. I would say I started singing when I was about 8 years old. My mom actually taught me how to sing. She was actually on a singing competition show back in her day in the 70s, actually, called Give Me the Mic. It was just a TV show back in the day. But she was a self-taught singer. And as soon as I, you know, found any interest in taking after her, we kind of trained every single day, me and my sisters. So we're kind of a singing family. Then I went into musical theater at about 10 years old with my older sister. And actually, what's so funny is the first time I ever really performed in front of an audience was at a Donna Summer concert. I had like this glee group that I was a part of with my local theater, and we had the opportunity to be the opening act for Donna Summer, and I was probably about 10 years old. So we performed and then got to watch the concert afterwards, and then from there, after seeing that concert really and seeing like, oh my gosh, she looks like me and she's performing, she does exactly what I want to do, I just like kept it going from there. It kept my love for theater, went to performing arts school, all of that, and now I'm here still doing it. I just moved to New York in October as well. I'm from Arizona, so but I wasn't there for long because then I got the call from Patrick and now I'm here.
How did you discover
Janae submitted was it Playbill that was the
on Playbill, and I actually had forgot about it. I submitted because I was working on I was working for Disney at the time and I was on a contract with them, and I submitted for it, and I think like a few weeks went by or something like that, and then by the time that I got an email from them, I had just moved into New York. It was like my second day of being there. I hadn't unpacked my bags or anything, and then I got an email for a self-tape request, and I remember looking at it and being like, did I submit for this? And then I was like, oh, I did submit for this.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get on that right away. I had to go in my suitcase, find something to wear, set something up, and film that audition for them, which was my first audition that I had done since moving to New York. And then I happened to get the call probably about a week later from Patrick.
The minute I saw her self-tape, it was like, I got back in touch with the Carson. I said, she's it, that's it. Mm-hmm. Let's get on this quick, you know? And which, you know, it speaks very well for you, just moving to New York and landing something quickly like that. You should.
It was crazy. And it was like, is this real?
It's a nice start to your journey in this business. But and then, if I remember correctly, when I called you, weren't you in Syracuse?
No, I wasn't. I was in New York, but I was about to go to Syracuse.
Because you had I had to call you on a number that was the 315 area code.
Yes, and that was because my phone had broken. Literally, this was a week after, like 4 days into New York, my phone completely breaks. And it took me, I was phoneless for about 5 days. And what's so funny is I was in T-Mobile trying to figure out a new phone situation. They had taken my SIM card out and put it into one of their phones at T-Mobile. And then I'm sitting there at the desk trying to, you know, stressed, you know, whatever, oh, my phone. And then that phone rings and I'm like, is that my phone ringing? And the T-Mobile associate's like, yeah, that's your phone. And I look at it and I was like, oh, I'm not going to answer it. I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know that area code. I was like, I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend who I was with at the store, he's like, answer it. And I do. I was like, hi, is this Shanae? I'm like, yes. Who is this? I was like, hi, this is Patrick Ahern, artistic director, and I want to offer you Disco Donut. I was in the T-Mobile like...
What a story, though, right?
But the reason I bring this up and the reason I brought up Syracuse, because you know I'm all about connections and mm-hmm. there's no coincidences, but Syracuse is where I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why when I saw the 315 area code, I said, oh, this is Syracuse or something with it. And because I went to Syracuse University.
Yeah.
That's what. So there's always, when I something like
here
that happens, you know this is going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. So that's how it all started.
And it's so great because we sit and we watch these shows and we just think, you got this, like, the perfect life. And you're telling us, we all have dealt with that, of, you know, being nervous and going through all that.
Oh, yeah.
And Tanisha, you could write a book.
I could.
You could write a book on a lot of things, but just the fact of, just the angle of, I didn't win, but it turned out better for, you know, better for me.
Yeah.
That's a great, you know, sometimes we don't get something. I think of jobs that I went for and just thought, oh, this, it's the end of the world. And now I look and I think,
it worked out.
That would have been terrible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so I definitely look back and reflect on that a lot, that I have been blessed to do some really, really amazing things that I would not have been able to do had I won. And so everything happens for a reason,
it
right?
It sure does.
I've been able to come to Riverside 3 times now. This mm-hmm. is family. I've been able to do SNL. I've been able to work with Nick Jonas. I've been able to sing live with Foreign. I've been able to do all of these amazing things that I would not have had the opportunity to do.
Be on Patrick and I's podcast.
A couple of times. Yes, thank you for always having me. I really, really do appreciate that.
I was hoping
that.
After SNL, we might slip in there.
She's in good company with the podcast there.
I absolutely am. Yes, and you're right. I would not have been able to do that as well. Yeah.
When you also said about your parents teaching you to, you know, respect everyone, because when my wife was a teacher, she would always say the most important people in the school are the janitors. She was a teacher, and she said so many people don't understand that, and when you need something fixed or someone will step forward, and in life, that is
exactly what happens.
You know, I always say, and I was taught this years ago in the business, when you're auditioning people, the audition starts the minute you walk in the door.
Yes.
It doesn't start when you stand there and open mm-hmm. your mouth to sing or read. It starts when you come in the door. And I watch how somebody walks in and how they relate to an accompanist. Because a lot of times people just throw their music and it's those that go, hi, and you know, they take time with it. It's important to be kind to everybody. My parents taught me the same thing.
You taught me that. I sat in on auditions one day just to sort of see that part of it. And the person came in and was very somewhat dismissive of Carson, who was doing it. And I remember you saying to me, that's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm. I did I don't mean to veer off, but just quickly, I did back in the mid-90s, they were these star package tours that were done in the summer by a producer out of Ohio called John Kenley, and very famous man who ran this theater company. And they were like 12-week tours, and you'd go to Pittsburgh and Ohio and these big, old-fashioned, big Broadway, vaudeville kind of houses all over the country. And it was the Student Prince. It was an old-fashioned operetta, and I was the prince. And there was a famous Metropolitan Opera bass, Jerome Hines. He was like the big name, and then Christine Andreas, who she's done several Broadway shows, Scarlet Pimpernel, and many, many others, and myself. And they had a limo for us when we would go from city to city, and from the hotel we were staying at to the venue where we were performing at. Well, that star thing never caught on with me because I am who I am. And what I do, that's my job and that's my work, but it doesn't precede me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me any better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I always hang out with the group, with the kids. And I got pulled into an office by a producer of that road company and said, why are you walking to the theater? You should be taking the limo. That's what you're supposed to do. And I said, what do you mean? You're the star. You're one of the three stars of the show. You don't walk to the theater with the chorus. And I said, oh, you don't understand. What I do on my own time is my business.
Yeah.
And those are my people. Those are the people that I enjoy being with. And I don't need to get in the limo to go 2 seconds across the street. And that's the way it is, you know? I always, as long as I've been in this business, I hang out with all the behind-the-scenes people, you know? And
because they'll make you look good.
It's not even, it's the ones I relate to.
Right.
You know, I'm not caught up with the stigma of, gee, am I not great because I'm starring in this? No, that's just my job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
And at the end of the day, people are going to remember how you made them feel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's important.
Yep.
So, Tanisha and Janae, do you have a lot of Donna Summer on your phone right now, on your playlist? And you have to
oh, my goodness. A lot of it. Yes. It was my number one album of 2025, let me tell you.
Same. Once I agreed to the contract, but I that's my work ethic anyway. Immerse myself completely in the music and the script. And so literally I wake up, I'm listening to the Donna Summer musical. I go to sleep, it's playing while I'm sleeping. I literally have to sometimes just take a break and say, okay, let me just sit in silence or listen to something else because it's all I'm listening to. I eat it day and night just to make sure that I am doing my due diligence to not just learn the material, but then also live it, because then it becomes a part of you. It really becomes a part of your body, a part of your persona when you are acting it, when you're on the stage and people believe it. They believe your character. Well, even as Patrick said earlier, it's not just a character. It's me becoming this person. And so that helps me. Yes. And so I want to honor her and her story and the integrity of the story. And so that allows me to do that. So I have literally been listening to nothing but Donna Summer for a couple of months now.
And so many of those songs are so, we all know them. Mm-hmm. So I guess to
good
look
music.
Out into the audience and to
great
see people.
Music.
Yeah.
You they're know, sing along.
Yeah.
Dance along. And it's going to, I promise you, there's something that we sing that's going to take them back to a memory, take mm-hmm. them
oh,
back
yeah.
to a
mm-hmm.
moment in life. Mm-hmm. It's going to completely transport them. And I love that. And we'll get to see that as well as we're watching the audience. And so it's a dual experience, if you will, in those moments. And so I really am looking forward to that.
No, because I can remember it was the Buddy Holly story. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law knew all of I knew, my sister-in-law and wife knew everything. And I just knew a smattering.
But here.
But to know this show, so many people will know everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone I talk to, when I mention the story, they all say the same thing. I've gone around town and talked to people, and I'm just saying it to whoever I see. And they're like, oh, my God, I love Donna Summer. I'm going to come and see it. And they immediately remember a song, whether it's Bad Girls or Hot Stuff or Hard for the Money or I Feel Love. And then we get to introduce it to a new audience as well, a new generation, because I was saying that I spoke with someone who is younger than myself, and I was singing a song in particular, and they immediately thought that the song belonged to a more modern artist today. And I said, no, that person sampled Donna Summer. This is Donna Summer's music. And they had no idea. So now we get to, in this storytelling, introduce it to another generation of people who might think that those songs belong to current artists, and they realize those songs belong to Donna Summer. And so hopefully it will cause them to do their research and see all of the other great music that she offered us.
And Ted too, with the show and sitting in the read through and then sitting and watching some of the rehearsals thus far, there's a beat with that music.
Yeah.
And
right.
What really tickled me was sitting in the read through and turning over and watching Donna Warfield,
the stage manager
who you would not think in a second would groove.
Watch her moving.
You can't stop your body from moving. I think that will be universal with our audiences. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this, you know, we for reasons I can't really discuss, but there was a slow push to our show in December, end of November into December. And we've got a new social media person working for us now who's amazing. And we got some great material together. And I'm telling everybody, do not delay in getting your tickets, because within a week's time, we sold over 1,000 tickets for this show.
Mm.
Once that bit of buzz got out there, they saw we did an interview with the girls about their connection to Donna, and that got out, and now there's a new one out there where the three of them are singing just a snippet of Last Dance. It's generating big time. Yesterday, I think we did 348 tickets in just the day.
Wow.
So it's going to increase, because as soon as that first, you know, few audiences get in to see it, the word is going to be out there. So I'm going to say it again. If you love great performing and performances and theater, you just don't want to miss this, because it's unlike anything we've done at Riverside. You're going to really go for this.
January 16th through March 1st, RiversideDT.com. Summer, the Donna Summer Music. We'll wrap it up with Janae, Tanisha, and Patrick when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
80% of women experience hormonal imbalance, and the average woman spends nearly a third of her life in menopause. Hot flashes, mood swings, weight gain, low energy, and low libido can take a toll on your health, your confidence, and even your relationships. At Renew Health and Wellness, they raise the standard for hormone care. For 15 years, they've helped thousands of women and men restore balance with natural hormone therapy customized to their unique needs. Long-term hormone success starts with the right foundation, and their management team monitors your lab levels continuously to ensure optimal results. You deserve to feel like yourself again. Start living your best life today. Call Renew Health and Wellness at 540-684-3900. That's 540-684-3900 for your free consultation, or visit renewmetoday.com. Renew Health and Wellness.
We throw shade in your favorite space, throwing shade crew.
Enjoy your outdoor space year-round with motorized shades from Throwing Shade Group. Right now, they're offering a 12-month no-interest special. Block the chill and wind and achieve year-round comfort in your space. It's time to reclaim your patio. Experience the difference with Throwing Shade Group.
We throw shade in your favorite space. ThrowingShadeGroup.com.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern is here, Janae Starr is here, and Tanisha Harris here from Summer, the Donna Summer Musical at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Wow, what a great show this has been.
Yeah.
This is just so great. And Janae, I just can't get, I mean, I just keep looking at you and thinking, that's Donna Summer. You just do look like a young Donna Summer.
Yes.
You just, the way you carry yourself and just your personality,
Yes. You're
perfect.
Thank you. I've been doing a lot of work to try to embody her, so I'm glad to know that it's working from an outside perspective.
We don't have much time, but for each of you, is there a Donna Summer song that you really is one of your favorites?
Ooh, my favorite to perform is probably going to be Hot Stuff. It's
okay,
like more towards the end of the show, and it just gets the energy back up after a somewhat very emotional and powerful number before. It just really brings that air of disco, and I really feel like you feel the era of what people were feeling during Hot Stuff. It's a really fun number for me to perform.
So I really enjoy one of her favorites that everybody knows is Last Dance, right?
Yeah.
But I will say after going through this story, I was introduced to some of her music that I didn't know. And Friends Unknown has really become one of my favorite songs. It is probably by far one of the most challenging songs to perform in the show. But it is such an emotional number. And I think that people will get to see a different side of Donna when they hear the story associated with that moment. It's gonna be a tearjerker, I think.
Absolutely.
I never ask you this, Patrick. Is there a Donna Summer song that you've seen in this show that touches you?
Well, I second what Tanisha just said. That really grabs me. That's what you said.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. That number blows me away. But so many of MacArthur Park. Mm. I mean, I remember growing up, I loved MacArthur Park. She works hard for the money. So many.
That's
what's exciting about this.
Good music.
There's a lot of great ones. And that's what you don't understand. You get in your seat, you sit there, and then you kind of go, oh, I forgot about that
right?
song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that song. You know, it's a catalog of nostalgia.
So many of these shows when you do in January, I go back, I go home, and then I'm going on iTunes and buying all kinds of music, and I know this is going to be the same situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it. I'm going to just say it one more time. Of course, I want you to come and buy tickets, but. We're presenting something at Riverside again that is going to move an audience, that is going to make you feel special that you have seen it, and it's going to make you want to come back and see it a second time. So please get your tickets. Please experience the greatness of what we do at Riverside and how we make a difference in this community.
Yeah, absolutely. Come go on this journey with us. You're going to leave lighter. You're going to leave happier.
You're going to understand a name that we see a lot of.
Yes.
But don't know maybe the whole story.
Yes, absolutely.
And you'll get an opportunity to dance. We encourage it.
Yes.
People, if they want to get up and move around, go right ahead and do it.
We mean it.
RiversideDT.com. RiversideDT.com for tickets. Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, January 16th through March 1st. Patrick, Tanisha, and Janae, thank you.
Thank you.
That is it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.